Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. The East Abbotville Church of Christ will be assembling this evening at 7 for a period of Bible study. We urge you to come, bring only your Bibles, and visit with us. If you're completely incapable to attend, log on to eastabbotville.org, and there you can see and hear the services, as well as on the church's YouTube channel and the church's Facebook page. Keep these things in mind this evening at 7. In looking at the church that we read about in the New Testament, one thing that we find out about it is that churches in the New Testament did all of their work and fulfill their God-given mission without any human organization. What we see in the scriptures is that each church had its own organization through which to function. Philippians 1 and verse 1, Paul and Timothy to the saints at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. There is the divine organization. And what we read and see in the New Testament is each congregation raised its own funds by the contribution of its members. In 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, says, as I gave orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in store as God has prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. Not only that, but we see in the scriptures that each congregation supported preachers to preach the gospel throughout the world according to its ability, as the Lord had ordained. We find several instances of this, but the primary one we want to look at is Philippians chapter 4, where Paul says, when I first went into Macedonia, no church communicated with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you only. But once and again you sent unto my necessities. Paul made the statement in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 14 that I have robbed other churches to do you service or to do minister unto you. So in every instance recorded of Paul's receiving support for the preaching of the gospel, it was sent directly to him. And that's what we must follow today. The same example. Not only that, but we see that congregations sent out preachers to strengthen and to edify and to help those weak congregations. It's in Acts the 11th chapter that we read there beginning in verse 22, these words. The news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad, and encouraged them all, that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. So we see then, also in the New Testament, that congregations provided for their own needy. And this we see when we look into the book of Acts, for instance, in Acts chapter 2, notice here in verse 44, and all believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. Then we find, a little further over, in Acts the 4th chapter, here are the words that we read in verse 32. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things that he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there any among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to each one who had need. So we see then that congregations provided for their own needy, and we see also in the New Testament that local churches cooperated with other local churches who had a greater need among their own members that they couldn't supply. And they did this by sending funds to the elders of those churches that were in need. We see that in Romans 15 and 1 Corinthians 16 and also in chapters 8 and 9 in the book of 2 Corinthians. We see also in the scriptures that each congregation was edified through the strength that was supplied by its own members. In Ephesians chapter 4, here's what we read beginning with verse 16. He says, "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of your mind." So we see then that each congregation edified itself. Each congregation carried on its own work through the organization that God had given it. There's not a single incident in the scriptures where churches of Christ ever used a human organization as a medium through which to function in doing its work. It would be interesting for someone to point out anything that God gave the church to do that cannot be done through the local church that God has divinely appointed. But we find that there are reasons that we need to look at for the not using of human organizations in order to do the work of the church. Let's understand that human organizations, to use them to do the work that the Lord has assigned the church to do, that is a reflection upon the wisdom of God. Since the church has been designed by the wisdom of God, let us understand it is sufficient to accomplish his purposes. But when men begin to build human organizations and try to justify them as a basis of an aid, then they are substituting for God's organization. They evidence a lack of faith in the sufficiency of that which God has provided, and it shows their dissatisfaction with God's ways. And one thing we need to understand when it comes to God's ways and man's ways is pretty much expressed very clearly over in the book of Isaiah. In Isaiah 55, let's notice in verse 6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Friend, mankind had the same right to write a chapter and add it to the Bible as to build a human organization to do the work that God has assigned the church to do. This is an impugning of the wisdom of God, that some way, somehow, we have a better idea, we have a better plan than what God has given. So we see then that human organizations, they set aside the church. They usurp the functions that God has given it. And human organizations, to make use of them in doing the work of the church, ignores the divine pattern that God has given. They defeat the purpose of God, that each local church, by functioning according to this divine plan, that God has built up, we defeat the purpose of bringing glory and honor to God. When human institutions are built to do the work of the church, they rob the church of the strength that would be received by its properly functioning, and it leaves the local church only the privilege of worship and raising money to subsidize this human institution that's doing the work. That's why we must not go that way. That's why we must not go down that road. And another thing about human institutions and those that want to bring them in the middle between the church and the work that is to be done by the church, they ignore God's silence and the lack of divine authority, and thus they violate the will of God by presumptuous sinning. These organizations that are of human origin, we must understand, they are an addition to God's divine arrangement. They're an addition to His Word, and they certainly do not classify as an aid nor an expedient in the carrying out of the divine plan. Friends, instrumental music, it's not an aid, it's an addition, because there's no authority for the use of a mechanical instrument. It does not come within the scope of that which God commands. In Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, God commands sing, and singing is only done with the human voice. When we use a mechanical instrument, we're doing another kind of music. We're playing. God commanded, God authorized singing. And no, any mechanical instrument of music cannot be justified on the basis that it is an aid. It is clearly an addition. And so is true with human organizations. They add just as certainly to what God has ordained and what God has authorized as for us to go in and change the organization or the government of the church. Human organizations do not come within the scope of God's commanded arrangement. And the arrangement that God has given to do the work that He has assigned to do is the church. So then, to make use of human organizations to do the work of the church, or to make it a go-between of the cooperation for churches, all of this is without divine authority. And we're therefore sinful because they violate the principle of what we need to be doing, and that is, as said in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we need to be walking by faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. And whatsoever is not our faith is sin, Romans 14:23. So since God's word gives no authority, and we have no scripture given justification for human institutions, they can't be matters of faith, because without hearing there is no faith, and without faith we cannot walk by faith. We are instead not abiding in the doctrine of Christ, but we are transgressing and going beyond, as 2 John 9:11 teaches and warns us that we must not. Friends, we see that our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening, and we hope that you'll tune in again, and it's until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.